I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A ceasefire was called over the weekend in Gaza between Fatah and Hamas militant factions. Not before 15 people were killed, including the bus driver of the Gaza Baptist Church's Awana Club program. Open Doors USA supports the church. Open Doors' Al Jansen says it hit the church hard, and he's concerned.
We're one group that God could use to hopefully bring some peace to the region. But to be honest, there's also a lot of people that just want to get out of there. The sad thing is if too many of the church people leave, then what hope is there for Gaza?
Pray that a remnant will remain in Gaza. Meanwhile, things are still unsettled in Fiji in the wake of a December coup d'etat. The ousted Fiji prime minister is now calling for sanctions on the military-backed regime. Because of the insecurity, the U.S. government can't guarantee the safety of U.S. citizens traveling to Fiji. However, Back to the Bible's Woodrow Kroll remains determined to keep his scheduled visit. The U.S.-produced Back to the Bible program can be heard in Fiji on Radio Light from the capital city of Suva. Please pray. And Swahili is among the most widely spoken languages in the eastern part of sub-Saharan Africa. World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says Swahili touches a lot of Africans at their heart language level. An easy-to-read Bible will impact a lot of ministries in a positive way, which adds urgency to the launch of the project. How soon will anything be ready?
We're going to start the translation in the first of 2007, and so we would hope to see a New Testament within about three and a half years, and then a complete Bible in about 4 years after that.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.